wandering around the floors of CS Live, which stands for Civil Service, not Servants. Good, I've got it right so far. And I've just come across a nice colourful purple and orange logo that says GEMS, the Defence Ideas Scheme. GEMS, I guess that doesn't stand for anything.
No, it's just for a gem of an idea.
A gem of an idea. Yeah. And you are Stuart Laws, who you're actually the scheme manager.
I am, yes.
Did you come up with this idea itself?
No. I took over the scheme in January this year. The scheme itself has been running since 96.
So this is primarily to reward people working, is it just within the armed forces?
It's anybody who works for the Ministry of Defence, whether they're civilian, military, contractor or agency staff.
So anybody in the MOD who gets an idea and it either saves money or saves lives or makes something more efficient.
Yep, or improves the way we do our business.
Or improves business. Gets rewarded. What do they get? Cash? Holidays?
They get a cash award.
Okay. Undisclosed amount?
Depends on the suggestion, the amount of benefit or the amount of savings.
What's the most that's been given out?
The most which was given out a couple of years ago before we introduced a cap was about
£26,000. £26,000. Now, I'm looking at some of the ideas which are on the board here now, and I'm looking at what looks like a military vehicle, which is armoured already. But some bright spark came up with the idea of recycling bulletproof jackets and what looks like almost, this is the second version I think, gaffer taping them to the outside of the vehicles.
So it's not quite what it is. It's pouches designed to hold extra armour plating to protect soft skin vehicles which don't normally have high quality armour.
Right. So improving the armour, which was quite a contentious story last year. There was a lot in the press about how we had certain vehicles which were designed for Afghanistan being sent into Iraq. I remember seeing stuff when I was out in Iraq that you just thought, I probably wouldn't want to be driving that through the streets. I'd probably want to be in disguise in a local car because I wouldn't necessarily feel that safe. And this is one way that the soldiers were getting over it by, creating these pouches. Now, these are manufactured, are they?
Yeah, the idea has now been properly implemented. So they're now using the soft, squidgy stuff, which you see on the news when the Sky are talking about things.
Yeah, what's that called? It's soft and squidgy, and then it's got a really, really clever word. I first saw it on a science program years ago. When you punch it, it goes solid.
Yep.
But this stuff goes really hardcore solid, can stop a bullet.
Yep.
It's shrapnel.
Shrapnel, bullets.
IEDs.
IEDs, when this was first properly went live in Afghanistan, the first convoy with it fitted out sometime in November last year was hit by an RPG and IED strike, and there were no casualties or injuries at all with the use of this.
It was hit by a rocket propelled grenade, and these new, what looked like add on big plasters, save lives.
I'm not sure if the vehicles were actually hit by the RPGs, but they were involved in an ambush with IEDs and RPGs, and there was no injuries or fatalities because of this system.
I think the guy who came up with that idea probably needs a medal as well as a bit of cash.
The four guys have got loads from this.
And these are their photos here. Yeah. One of them's in a suit.
He's now left the army.
So they photographed him afterwards. Yeah. Everybody else looks hardcore. I wouldn't want to mess with them. But they've got brains inside their hardcore heads.
They're all really guys.
What other ideas do you think stand out way beyond others?
One of the first GEMS ideas was fitting the ski ramp to the aircraft carriers. That's probably one of the most well-known ones.
So people could ski?
No, so the aircraft can launch themselves off on a shorter platform.
Oh, that's quite an old idea, surely.
Yeah, that's an old, it's one of the first ideas for the scheme.
And when does that date back to?
That goes back to the mid-90s.
Really? So instead of just, catapulting something off the end, now there's a little bit of a kick at the end of it. So who came up with that, a pilot?
No, it was one of the engineers on board the ship.
Grounds crew. Interesting. So, and he got a bit of cash for that?
He did. That was one of the large payments.
Ah, right. So does that mean they could actually have different aircraft on aircraft carriers?
So I don't know the details of the aircraft carriers.
Find out for homework.
I'll look into it later. So, a more recent one, we've got utilising the PlayStation Portable.
Oh, what? You can take a place? I guess some people have it in their personal crew anyway.
Yep. Well, it will be done. These guys have come up with a way of utilising the PlayStation Portal to deliver training to new recruits and people on operations and out on board ships, which don't normally receive training.
I'm seeing schematics for electrics. I'm seeing mathematics lessons and a cool graphic saying technical training group on a PSP so that people can learn on a handheld computing device.
Yep, and it fits in particularly with the new recruits to something which they're familiar with, so they pick up the style of learning very quickly, and our pass rates for specific courses have gone up through the roof since this was introduced.
And when they're not learning, they can be playing first-person shooters.
Oh, I wouldn't like to comment on that.
Well, so ideas being rewarded. I think ideas being rewarded in any field are a good thing. I guess some people in the daily grind don't feel like they're getting listened to, and this is one way of getting a little bit of feedback from your employers.
Yep, and we get a lot of good feedback, both from the service guys and the civilians who've used the scheme.
Stuart, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.